Yeah, there was a, you know, in Hamtramck, though, there were a couple bars. One was called the Misty Inn, M-I-S-T-Y, the Misty Inn. And, gosh, there was some other one. I mean, we were just kind of creating gigs, you know. And, you know, there were places like in East Detroit. I mean, we did the 3 and 4 set night. You know, I mean, 3, 4, 5 sets a night. We just did all the covers. And, you know, you do some Chuck Berry songs, and that takes care of 20 minutes if you do 5 of those through the night. And so we kind of kept busy, you know. And yeah, that's right. I mean, we were kind of playing. We were more from the, you know, when the MC5 and the Stooges were busting up. That's kind of when we were just getting going. So by the time the Bookies thing came up, we were like a really good band. And I guess we got lumped into that punk thing, though we never considered ourselves punk because the band had chops, you know, like the MC5 did. All those Detroit bands from the late 60s. And so when we kind of stepped into Bookies, you know, we were probably one of the better bands that played there. And then, you know, I think someone came up with a new wave term because punk, you know, people, DJs didn't like that term punk. So I think like Seymour Stein from Sire or something started calling it new wave. So we started calling ourselves new wave. And that was like, that seemed stupid too. And so we just said, you know what, we play Clemma Rock. It was just some stupid word, C-L-E-M-M-A. And we wrote songs called Clemma Rock and Blame It on the Clemma. And so we were kind of just like pushing that. And that kind of worked with like some people that liked us, I guess, you know, or the fans. So we used to do really good at Bookies.